Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joining us now to talk about the league through three, heading into week four from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotlines. Welcome back to the show, Brian DiArdo. Brian, first of all, thanks for joining us. How are you feeling today?
I'm pretty good, guys. How are you today?
Doing all right. And what sort of alternate universe are we living in that 3 weeks into the year, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Chiefs are all in last place right now?
Know it, right? And I'm sure have been discussing, it's insane that either the Ravens or Chiefs a week from now will be 1-3, which is mind-boggling. But I guess it just shows the parity of the league, right? And I think, you know, we could discuss the Ravens, obviously, but, you know, I think the common denominator is this league has turned into not beating yourself, right? And that's kind of been the common theme for the Ravens now for several years, not beating yourself. Now, obviously, you know, the Chiefs, you know, they have issues beyond that, right? Personnel problems at the skill positions has been huge for them. I mean, Houston, it's kind of the same thing. You know, they don't have a running game. But, yeah, I mean, for a lot of these teams that we thought would be better, a lot of it is the turnovers and those miscues. And a big theme in the NFL so far this season, at least from my vantage point, a lot of promising rookies haven't stepped up yet and performed the way I think some of these teams had hoped they would early on.
Such as?
I mean, you could look at the ones in Baltimore, obviously. Yeah. You know, I know with Green.
Mike Green, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore only has, what, 3 sacks so far this season? So he's one of them. Matthew Golden in Green Bay. You know, Houston's pass rushers, Caleb Johnson in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's just a few that, you know, and hey, you know, it's the thing is, you always think, and I'm referring to Caleb Johnson, you know, you always think that running backs are you know, you can just plug one in and they'll perform. I think that is just one example that's not always the case.
Now, when you look at, how about Cleveland? I mean, I picked Cleveland to beat Green Bay. I just felt like Cleveland's defense at home, you know, they are so good defensively.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that coming, and but no, you're right, and I think again, they've got a really good defensive coordinator, and Myles Garrett, I think what makes him different than like other elite pass rushers like Aiden Hutchinson and T.J. Watt is that he can play any part of the defensive line, and the Browns allow him to do that. Now, the negative in that is the other guys that he's teammates with on the line kind of have to be pawns to his game. That's why Jadeveon Clowney left there a couple of years ago. He was like, I'm not doing that. But if you have teammates willing to play ball, you know, that really works. And again, they didn't beat themselves. I mean, we saw in week one, I mean, the Browns could be 2-1 right now, guys, if they have better kicking in week one. So, you know, I think that's a testament to, again, if you can play sound defense and you don't beat yourselves, you can win in this league, especially in the early goings.
What do you think of the AFC North? Because it seems like thus far it's been a disappointment.
Yeah, it has been. I think the West, to me, the NFC West has been most surprising in a good way. They all have winning records right now, even though the Niners are down to Mac Jones. But, yeah, on the flip side, I mean, the Bengals are, even though they're 2-1, they're in a weird way like the most disappointing team because of the Burrow injury, how they laid an egg. I think that was their biggest blowout loss ever this past weekend, if I saw that right, to Minnesota. Just no fight at all after losing Joe Burrow, and you've got to wonder where their season's going to go now. But, you know, Pittsburgh's at 2-1, but I think they're going to have another one of those 9 wins, at most 10, losing the first round of the playoffs. That's kind of where they're going. But yeah, very disappointing start. But if you're a Ravens fan, though, I mean, again, this is par for the course. I think they started slow last year before they got really hot at the end of the season, you know, almost went to the AFC Championship game. But, you know, I think if there's one common denominator from the North, it's still the Ravens to win. It's absolutely the Ravens to win. And it's more so the case now with the Burrow injury.
Now, how do you think Jackson Dart's going to do? I mean, it was nice they gave him the Chargers defense to start with.
Now, at least it doesn't have Khalil Mack, right? So it could have been worse. It's not as bad as when the Browns trotted out Manziel to go to Cincinnati back when they had a defense like 11 years ago. That was had a disaster written all over it. That's a tough one, guys. I think it's like, and I'm not just being lazy here, this is so similar to me to what happened with Eli Manning with Warner 21 years ago. I think it'll be very similar to that, to Manning's rookie season. Like, he just doesn't have a lot around him. I think that there's going to be flashes of brilliance. I think that, and I think this was a desperation move too. I mean, Daboll and the front office, they're trying to keep their jobs, right? So, but they do have some decent weapons there. I think he could do some things. The key is going to be not getting injured. So they got to get him out of harm's way. They did a lot of like read options when he was playing the first few weeks. That's not a recipe for sustained success, especially if you're trying to keep him healthy. I think he'll have some flashes of some things here and there, and he'll show some potential, but that team's not going anywhere, and I don't foresee anything he does changing the direction of that team this year.
Now, the NFC North looks pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, that's – and again, I was a little critical of Detroit. I don't know if I'm –
So was I until last night. They made me believers.
Well, yeah, well, I guess the insane thing is, and if there's a positive, you know, angle for the Ravens, it's that your quarterback was sacked 7 times, the running game, which is dominant and has been dominant ever since Lamar took over that huddle, was, you know, it struggled last night. You still scored 30 points, right? And you're right in that game. And if they had what I wanted this offseason was to implement the 4th-and-12 when you score in the last 2 minutes of halves and games, the Ravens could have had a chance to steal that game, right? So, again, despite all of that, they still put up 30 points. You do wonder now if that's going to be a trend now that teams try to do that. But you've got to have the personnel to do that against Lamar Jackson in that offense. And I don't think every team does. But Detroit's defense still is a big question mark for me. They were one of the worst in the league on third down in the red zone before last night's game. I can't imagine it got much better. I guess for me, the biggest takeaway from last night's game was Derrick Henry, it just seems like he doesn't know what the problem is. And that, to me, is the most concerning thing is this guy did a good job most of his career taking care of the ball, and now all of a sudden, you know, he's almost lost his confidence in terms of being.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. powered by Auto Intelligence.
Being able to protect it.
The last thing they need is him to get the Steve Blass baseball term, but you get where we're coming from. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Real quick, I'm picking Jacksonville to beat San Francisco. I know you talked about the NFC West. Jacksonville should be 3-0. They should have won that game in Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago. They didn't. Injuries, are they too much right now for the 49ers to overcome? No Kittle, no Bosa. They still have pieces, no doubt, but they doing this with, you know, MacGyver style duct tape and floss.
I still like the 49ers, but you just picked the Browns to win, so how can I pick against
that Vinny
you?
Did that.
I
did. Vinny did, and I was like, you're
there
insane.
You go. Okay,
no,
well,
I'm going Jacksonville.
I'm still going to roll with the Niners because I think Shanahan's done an amazing job with that team, and they still have McCaffrey, and they still have enough pieces. I'm not quite sold yet on the Jaguars, despite, as you said, I mean, they could be 3-0 as well, but I'm still going to ride with the proven commodity, which is the 49ers, a little longer.
Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Brian, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds great. See ya.
There's Brian DiArdo, everybody. We did pick Carolina last week, didn't we, Nolan?
We'll always have that.
Yeah, that's right. That's our one. We could always fall back on that one. When we come back, Funhouse Strip with Quick Draw, Inside Access coming up at 2. Then it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles. Only two shows left. Downtown Baltimore, me, Jim Hunter, Joe LaCroix. We're brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. We get you ready for the Orioles and Rays starting at 5:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.